latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. City are facing a huge fight to win the £60 million battle for Frankie de Jong, whose agent insists a decision over his future will be made soon. Boss Pep Guardiola has identified the Ajax style at de Jong as his number one midfield target. The 21-year-old has been labelled as the new Johan Cruyff and the future of Dutch football. No pressure there, then. And Guardiola wants him as he adds to looks to bring in as much-needed central midfielder alternative to Fernandinho, who is now 33, of course. But Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain are both also pushing hard to sign de Jong and are prepared to outbid City when it comes to wages. Barcelona believed to be the current front-runners for de Jong's signature. Guardiola hoped to boost his central midfield in the summer, but City were gazumped by Chelsea for Jorginho, who elected to team up again with his former Napoli boss Mauricio Sarri. City also made an early summer inquiry for Mateo Kovacic, who was eventually used by Real Madrid in their deal to sign Thibaut Courtois from Chelsea. City are keen to land de Jong as early as January, but Ajax CEO Edwin van der Sar insisted neither de Jong nor his fellow hot prospect Matthias de Ligt will leave in mid-season. He said, "We're not going to sell a player halfway through the campaign. No way." Moving on, City take on Crystal Palace on Saturday. Kevin De Bruyne has scored in his first start in the Carabao Cup in midweek. He could play. Guardiola rested a number of first-team players in Tuesday's fixture and will recall the likes of Fernandinho, Fabian Delph, Bernardo Silva, Emerick Laporte and Leroy Sane. Gabriel Jesus and Sergio Aguero will likely start one game each between now and Boxing Day. Will Jesus get in the nod against Palace? Finally, a bit of Palace team news. Luis Saha is expected to return to their starting lineup.